106.7 Kennet Radio.
Welcome to this Kennet Radio podcast. We're going to talk about mental health, and I'm joined now by Angela Ryan from the local charity Recovery in Mind. Hello, Angela.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for inviting me.
It's very nice to see you. First of all, remind us what Recovery in Mind do.
So we provide courses and workshops to help people learn to self-manage their own mental health and well-being. So things like anxiety management, maybe assertiveness, a thing called self-compassion, where we adopt the idea that we're to be one's own best friend rather than sabotage ourselves, which sometimes what we do. All sorts of things like that. And then we do lots of creativity to help people develop themselves and have a sense of... There's a real sense of community with Recovery in Mind as well, Paul, because it's not just about the courses. It's like anything that you get involved with. People feel that they're part of like a tribe because there are other people that get them. Because anybody out there's listening who's got mental health problems, is the one of the big thing is that there's still a lot of stigma around it. And I'm happy to talk about my experience to most people because I've had mental ill health and I live alongside some of that now. But one of the big things is acceptance of who you are now. Maybe you've had a breakdown, things have been different. Maybe you've had depression or you've struggling with bipolar disorder or a whole plethora of mental health problems. People who come to Recovery in Mind, they get that. They get that acceptance and they get that understanding from other people. And in our training team, because people are coming courses and workshops, it's not treatment or therapy. They come along and there are also people who, like me, are peer trainers. So I've got some wonderful occupational therapists who have professional experience of supporting people with mental health challenges. But we also have our peer trainers, and our peer trainers offer advice, support, empathy. They've been there. They've lived through this. That's really amazing, that because it has a real sense of, this person really gets me. They really, I feel like they're on alongside me, not like, oh, that how things used to be. My doctor says I must take the tablet and I must do this. You know, how do you manage? What strategies do you use? What was it really like for you? And people really respond well to that. And Recovery in Mind is quite unique in that way.
Take us through how it would work for somebody who thinks, well, possibly I might want to go on your courses. How would it work?
So anybody can self-refer. Because we are an organisation and we're essentially a recovery college, of which there are 80 around the UK. But Recovery Mind is the only one that is run as a non-profit making organisation, as we're not funded necessarily by the NHS or large government organisations. So we've got to do it. We rely very much on Greenham Trust, for example, to support us, which we really appreciate. They're an amazing resource for all of us in our community. It's a matter of people self-referring. So whether your mood is low or you've got a diagnosis, it doesn't matter. You can look on the website, book onto a course and come along. And so you don't need a referral. You don't need to divulge any information. Just like, oh, I'd like to do Maths GCSE at the local college. I'll sign up. Here's my name and address. Send me the details. I'll pop along.
And I see you've got a video online that people can look at, which just gives them... a little idea of what's involved.
We've got a lovely website. We've also got lots of tips and tools and things like that on there. And I hope that gives a real flavour of how welcoming we are and how people have, like I say, a real sense of being able to move forward with their lives with the support of others.
I'm just curious, how would people start? Because I see you've got a starter course.
Yeah, to start with, people are invited. Everybody needs to attend our Welcome to Recovery course. And that's like a foundation course. And that covers things like personal responsibility, hope, living well. What does recovery mean to you? Because when we talk about recovery, we don't talk about we're not a medical recovery where we're going to get rid of all your signs and symptoms. You're going to skip away into the sunset, off the pink and blue tablets and off you go. Recovery is, we're talking about personal journey of sort of your own recovery. And that might be different. Yours might be that you want to go back to volunteering. So you used to do that. Mine might be that I just want to be able to go back to my part-time job and manage better at home. So whatever different, you know, people have different goals and different ambitions for their lives following mental health challenges. But essentially, people book onto a course, quite simply. All the courses are free to anybody who either lives in West Berkshire or has got a GP. We're a bit, if somebody lives like 2 miles over the border, I'm not going to say no, but we really welcome any residents age 18 and over. It's not for children. And it is in groups. And some people have funny ideas about groups. Oh, I don't want to talk about my mental health to other people. And actually, you know, we're not therapy. We're not saying, gosh, you know, when I was a child, this happened. Or when I was a teenager, that was difficult. We're just talking about here and now, how you can develop the opportunities that we give you to develop tools, skills, mindsets to develop and improve your own mental health and well-being. And then you take control. You have much, not that you are controlling, but you have much more of a sense of control over your life.
So the starting course, that is in person, because a lot of courses these days are online, aren't they?
Everything's in person here at the lovely Broadway House in central Newbury, where we are today, which is, you know, there's the bus station, the train station. People do need to come to us, but we feel that that's also a sort of essential part of people's recovery, because you have to do it when you think, actually, you know, I'm ready to, I've been poorly for a long time, I've sat at home, I think I'm ready to get the bus or to get someone to drop me off or whatever it is. And then you really benefit from being with other people. And it's not scary. We've worked with over 700 people now. And it is a real honour to support the people in our community. I was, recovery of mine was my thank you, really, to the community mental health team, my GP, my lovely village friends in West Ilsley, everybody who supported me when I was very unwell, all the professionals, everybody. And I just felt passionate that there should be a recovery college here in West Berks, and we started it in 2016.
So the courses are in person. When somebody books for the startup course, how long is that?
Right, so that's 5 sessions of 2.5 hours, either on a Tuesday or Wednesday morning. One course might be Tuesday, and then the next half term is a Wednesday. And we do that so that people can hopefully do one or the other. And that might seem inconvenient for people because they think, oh, gosh, you know, I'd rather do it on the weekends or in the evening. But what we find is that we encourage people to think about their physical health, their mental health, as they would their physical health. So you said to me, oh, gosh, Angela, I broke my leg and it's, you know, I've got this crutch and now it's getting better. But I've been told I've got to go to physio. I said, well, Paul, why aren't you going to physio? And you go, oh, I don't think I'll go to physio. My boss won't let me have the time off. And then you're thinking, hold on a minute, Paul, but you had a bad broken leg. You're on the mend. You know, and recovery in mind is equivalent to that. So say to your boss or whoever you're working with, your colleagues, I really need this time to invest in myself to improve my mental health and well-being. Once people have done that course, then there's 40 other courses
really
available.
40? That seems an enormous amount.
Yeah, we've developed a lot over the years. And we develop those with students. So, for instance, we had the idea that people might really enjoy being in a choir. So we've started a choir on a Wednesday night. There was 15 of us last night. Maybe we'll come and do a little rendition for you sometime.
We'd love to. Yes,
it's a great opportunity because it brings people together, and singing is really good for our breath. And when we have mental health challenges, learning to use our breath, learning to breathe through things and using it as a tool is really important. So that's a benefit. And of course, there's a benefit of mental health. The biggest problem we have in our society is that people don't feel connected, or they don't get the opportunity to connect. And with the best will in the world, I'm sorry, apps and phones and stuff just aren't the, of course, the telephone call is, but, you know, we need to connect. We need to be truly like you and I sitting here chatting together. And that's great.
Right. So just to recap how people get involved, go to the website. There's a video there. Then you've got this starter course, which is 5 sessions.
It says free courses. So you go to the Recovery of Mind website, goes free courses, go down. It says introduction, step 1 course. And that's Welcome to Recovery. We've got an amazing admin supporter lady who will be in touch with you and tell you about the details of the course.
Right. And the Welcome to Recovery is this 5...
It's the 5-week course that's 2.5 hours.
Right.
And that we run that every half term. So the November 1 will start after half term. That's booked, but we've got space in January.
And it's 5 sessions of 2.5 hours.
Indeed.
Yes. Great. Well, that's just given us an idea of what's involved and how to get more involved. Have you got some activities coming up soon which you'd like to tell us about?
Well, so once people have done the Welcome to Recovery course at Foundation, they kind of know what they're aiming for, and they know what's starting to think, now what I need to develop is a sense of I need to get more creative, or I need to go walking more, or I need to learn about self assertiveness because I'm finding that everybody's trampling over me. So what we have is all sorts of lovely activities to get together and get out. And next Tuesday, for World Mental Health Day, which isn't until Thursday, but we're celebrating it on Tuesday, we're all going to the Discovery Centre and we're having a tea round the fire. We've allowed to, with the arrangement with the centre, to have a fire. And we're going to sit there and we're going to do some creativity together. And there's nothing like a fire that brings people together.
Wow, yeah, absolutely. And what sort of creativity?
So when we're there, we're going to do a collage together from natural materials. So it'll be something that is a shared piece of work on that occasion. Other times we have Sarah, who's one of our OTs. She did last week. We did painting, autumnal painting. We also have a mindful sewing group. People who come and do mindful sewing, stitching quietly. This is not about producing a tapestry of the finest quality. It's about getting together. It's about slowing your mind down. It's about connecting with others. Oh, gosh, I'm really enjoying this. I feel relaxed. My head, I haven't got all that busyness going on. So there's things like that. We have a reading group that takes place at the library. We do a reading course, all sorts of things. Then we get out to Snellsmore Common and we do walks together. And they're just delightful. We do take notice walks. So we walk slowly, mindfully, taking notice and really being in the moment rather than thinking about have I paid my bills, what's for tea, to be in the moment, which is a really good thing for our mind.
Great. Lastly, just remind us how your website can be found.
So it's www.recoveryinmind.org, and that's recovery in mind is all one word.
So that's brilliant. Thanks very much indeed for talking with us, Angela, and the best of luck for Recovery in Mind and its continued success.
Thank you, Paul.
That was Angela Ryan from the local West Berkshire mental health charity Recovery in Mind. And that concludes this podcast from Kennet Radio. Don't forget you can listen to our programmes 24 hours a day on 106.7 FM in Newbury, Thatcham and surrounding area. Plus, you can also listen online on kennetradio.com, and you can listen through our app, which is available from the normal place where you obtain your apps. Just search for Kennet Radio. From me, Paul, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.
From Newbury's Corn Exchange to Crookham Common, this is Kennet Radio.